This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
Oh, last time we have to hear that.
I'm going to miss that until September.
Yeah, I know. And actually, it would work today. They could. Maybe I should have a pre-recorded version of Singing the Open. So on days like this, I don't have to push my voice, because that was nice to hear just me singing without having to do it. And taking sips of water in the middle of speaking. All right. The big game is here. We get ready for it on Sunday. The Chiefs are currently 1.5-point favorites. Over under 48.5. Fleegs, where you go?
So, we've talked about the Chiefs, obviously, even more than the Eagles.
Yes.
This is a team that we've made jokes. You've done this now for 2 years. You don't bet against them in these spots.
Yeah.
They win. Either they find a way to win, or the team playing against them finds a way to screw it up. That team finds a way to lose. For whatever reason, and I'll admit I was wrong about this last week, because I thought maybe, or 2 weeks ago, I thought this would be maybe the year the Bills did break through. At some point, the team that they're facing isn't going to just roll over and die because the big, bad, scary Chiefs are on the other side.
Yeah.
This Eagles team is better than the Eagles team that faced the Chiefs 2 years ago. I think you could argue that top to bottom, they're better than the Niners team. And I think they're built the right way to beat the Chiefs. They have a great running game. They're great on both the offensive and defensive lines. They don't turn the ball over a ton, setting up Kansas City. Again, Kansas City, as great as they are, they also capitalize, like all good teams do or great teams do, on the mistakes that you make. But the Eagles don't make a lot of those mistakes. The one thing I'd maybe be scared of is Sirianni screwing up.
Yeah.
And with him, the screw-ups are different than, you know, with Shanahan, we know in the big moments, he's going to get tight like he did last year. With Sirianni, it's more he'll be aggressive when he shouldn't. But being aggressive is how you have to beat the Chiefs. So I think even he and his strategy and his MO is how you beat this Kansas City team. At some point, they're going to lose. Maybe it's not Sunday, but I'm going to take the chance that it is. I'm going to do the stupidest thing you could do in sports,
yeah,
bet against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
I know.
But I'm going to take the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. I don't think it's close. I think the Eagles are the better team. I think the Eagles are clearly the better team at everywhere except two spots, the quarterback and the coach. And those are the two that get you in these games. And Patrick Mahomes is just too good. We've gone over it a million times, right? I think you gave me the stat. He's been trailing in the fourth quarter at 9 different playoff games. He's won 6 of them and forced 2 of the 3 losses to overtime. Like, this is what they do. This is where they live. And I feel like Philadelphia, obviously, that run game is on another level. But Spags, you give him 2 weeks, and this guy is just continuously coming up with a game plan to slow them down. You can't stop it. But I just get this feeling they're going to find a way to slow them down in this game and try and make the quarterback beat them. Now, look, he played great in the last Super Bowl, and I think he's underrated on some level. He's not Patrick Mahomes, but he knows how to win, and he's played well in these games. But there's just a disconnect with that passing attack right now that I don't have confidence in, and I just find it hard to believe that, knowing the strength of Philadelphia is to run the football, that there's not going to be some sort of game plan to slow it down from Spags in this defense. And ultimately, my favorite part of this Eagles team is their dominance in the second half. They're the leading scoring team in the fourth quarter. And I feel like that's where their run game finally beats you down. And I think this team is, the Kansas City's too good to let them jump out to an early lead. So if I was going to think Philadelphia is going to win this game, to me, it's they keep it close, because even Kansas City and you know, always keeps these games close. That they'll keep the game close, continue to pound the run, and then in the fourth quarter separate themselves, because that's what they do. That's when the runs break, typically. But the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are so good late in these games that I don't feel as confident about the biggest strength of Philadelphia, which is dominating late in the game. So I can't do it. I'm getting Kansas City an under 2-point favorite in the biggest game of the year with Patrick Mahomes and this coach on the line for a three-peat. Eventually, it's going to end. Not on Sunday. Give me Kansas City -1.5. And especially, I don't know, Jalen Carter. I mean, have we heard anything on this illness? I know he practiced yesterday. But they've got a couple of guys going through the team that are sick. I don't know if that have anything to do with it come Sunday, but that's, I mean, getting pressure up the middle on Mahomes is going to be the most important thing.
Oh, yeah. If Jalen Carter's not 100% or close to it, yeah, the Eagles aren't winning this game.
Yeah, that's a major problem for them. So I can't speak that intelligently on it to make it seem like that's an issue. But I just think we'll see.
That's you have any props that you like?
I do like the under a little bit at 48.5. I think you could always go Hurts or Barkley anytime touchdown. I did see one thing today that someone was talking about. If I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs and Spags are going to try and limit Barkley and that's their goal, I could see, I got to double check it now, but you get really great odds on Jalen Hurts being the leading rusher in the game. And I could see that, because I think they run the ball, and I don't know what kind of run game you're going to get from Kansas City. So if they shut down Barkley and they're forced to play the game through the air a little bit, I could see Hurts. We saw him break off long touchdown runs. So if I like the game plan to go the way I like it, and the Kansas City to limit Barkley on some level, I could see Hurts breaking a couple of runs out of the passing game and being the leading rusher for the game. So I think I might take a chance on that one. Kelce touchdown, but I'm not the biggest prop guy. But you got good ones?
Well, I like the both tight ends, Kelce and Goddard, because Goddard's been a big part of that passing game the last few weeks. Devontae Smith has had some good games against the Chiefs before, so little interested in that. I mean, listen, if you do like the Chiefs, just bet Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP.
Yeah.
It's plus 120. At least I look on FanDuel, so plus 120 there. Better odds than taking them on the money line or laying the 1.5.
That's a good
obviously
point.
There's a little bit of a risk, but he already has three. Who from this Chiefs team can realistically vulture the MVP award away from Patrick Mahomes? It doesn't seem like anybody, because Pacheco has been banged up.
Yeah.
It's not going to Kareem Hunt.
No.
And if it's anybody in the passing game, they're probably still giving it to Mahomes. So if you like the Chiefs, bet Mahomes. One thing I do like, and even if you bet the Chiefs to win the game, you could do this with the spread. I did. a parlay. Eagles, it's basically a tease. The Eagles plus 7.5 and the over slightly adjusted. So not a full tease, but over 43.5. I got minus 120 on that because I do think either way, this is a close game. So I like teasing the Eagles up.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now, is there any way, this is an... I was thinking, can you tease both? You could just bet the difference in the game, right? Like, because I think this is going to be... I'd be surprised if it's six or more in either direction. So, you can't tease both Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Not in the same bet.
Not in the same bet, no. There's got to be like a bet where you can get margin of victory or something like that.
Those exist, yeah.
Yeah. Because I would be surprised if either team wins by a touchdown. I think it's going to be a close game. That's how Kansas City plays these games. So if there's a blowout, I think it's Philly. I don't think Kansas City blows out Philly.
I agree with you. And that's where Philly, if you like the Eagles, alternate spreads get interesting. Because if this is more than a six-point win...
Yeah.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree. You might want to take a shot on like Eagles plus 6.5, minus 6.5, Eagles minus 9.5, something like that. Because I think if there's a blowout, that's the way it goes. I don't see any way Kansas City blows out Philly. It's just not how they play. Even when they win, they're at their best. They don't play that way. So listen, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. And, you know, I expect Saquon Barkley to play well, and I expect Patrick Mahomes to play well. And I expect it to come down to the fourth quarter. And what's interesting about it for me is both these teams are so good at that. Like, Philadelphia has owned the fourth quarter. I said they're the highest scoring fourth quarter team in the NFL. But you give Patrick Mahomes the ball late in the game, he's going to kill you.
If you were to bet the Eagles, you just mentioned Saquon, and how you like Hurts and the potential to have the most rushing yards.
Yeah.
Which MVP bet do you like more? Saquon plus 250, Jalen Hurts plus 370.
No, if I like the Eagles to win, I'm going Barkley. I still like Barkley's odds better. Because my premise of getting the most rushing yards is Kansas City winning the football game. But you never know. Listen, they get in the 1 yard line or the 2 yard line. He could have two, three touchdowns. Like, because that's how they play that game. And that's what scares me about them in general. I love, like, you talk about their aggressive nature. It's first and nine on every set of downs. Like, I love having that ability. Now, I know there's some, you know, Kansas City's coming up with ways to stop the tush push. And I saw NFL Network did a thing where they went in and talked to Neil Tyson deGrasse to come up with like actual statistics on how to do it. And he was like killing. I saw a segment and he was killing all the guys who jump over the line of scrimmage. He's like, you're not connected to the ground. You're not going to have a lot of momentum. Like, you'd have to time that just perfect and grab him by the waist. Like, he's like, that's the most useless thing I've ever seen. But I don't know how you stop it, but that's the if you like the Eagles, I would take a chance on both of them. I would just sprinkle the between the two of them on MVP.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.